It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Bill Gertz, Washington Times cyber and national security columnist. Bill, how are you?
Hi, good to be on the program.
Thank you. I saw your headline, DAM, Sensitive Army Database of U.S. Dams Compromised, Chinese Hackers Suspected. And no doubt it got my attention right away. Honestly, just when I thought we were getting along very well with the Chinese, you know, the problems in North Korea bringing us closer together. I guess I was wrong, huh?
In the cybersecurity area, the Chinese are going great guns to get information from the United States. The thinking among U.S. intelligence officials is that this is some type of a cyber reconnaissance, what they call preparation for the battlefield. In other words, they got into this national inventory of dams database, and this could be used for future cyber attacks on the electrical power grid, which is, again, linked into the hydroelectric generators at a number of the major dams in the United States.
All right. Let's talk about that. How many of those do we have? I saw in your story we have, over 8,000 dams, but not all of them are hydroelectric facilities, right?
No, I think there's about 2,500 that actually are producing electricity, and the Obama administration has announced that as part of its effort to move to renewable energy sources that it plans to try and increase that, vastly increase that over the coming years by adding generators or building in generators to a number of existing dams. So this has some implications for the administration's renewable energy policy.
All right, tell me about what you know about the infrastructure of this system that we have. Is it something that's antiquated and that would afford the Chinese an opportunity to get into it, or is it something state-of-the-art? I don't understand how the whole process works, this data bank you're talking about.
Yeah, the National Inventory of Dams was mandated by law back in 72, and it's been upgraded several times, most recently in 2006. And it's part of our infrastructure protection system to be able to have information on the dams. And what it does, like say, it categorizes dams by potential hazards of failure. And it does that by calculating how many people would be killed if the dam failed. That, again, is militarily useful information for someone like China, which is in the midst of building up its nuclear forces. If it were to conduct a future nuclear strike on the United States, they could use that for targeting dams.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just the hydroelectric power dams. It would be the conventional type.
Yep.
where you could open the floodgates, literally, and drown people along the way.
Yes. It's part of what the Chinese military has called its unrestricted warfare policy. They are no longer thinking in terms of matching the powerful U.S. military head-on. They look for asymmetric warfare ways, and this could possibly be one of those asymmetric warfare means.
Hmm. Do we have examples of this kind of damage in the past? I mean, some kind of computer hacking or some type of computer glitch that caused problems?
Yes. In fact, in a speech 2 years ago, the head of the U.S. Cyber Command, General Alexander, used the example of a dam in Russia in 2009. So he used it as a case study for the kinds of cyber attacks that he expected in the future. And in that case, this one dam, they were repairing one of 10 hydroelectric turbine generators on a dam, and someone 500 miles away remotely started up the generator. It flew 50 feet in the air, exploded, and took out and destroyed the 8 of the 9 remaining generators. So he used that as the kind of example of the destructive power of cyber attacks that he anticipates will be coming in the future.
All right. What has been done about this specific attack?
Well, at this point, the Army is declining to provide a lot of details on it. Not surprisingly, they're fairly embarrassed by the disclosure that their database was hacked. They did confirm that there was an unauthorized intrusion. They wouldn't say who the nationality was, but I was told that it was the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
As far as mitigation efforts, that information's gone. It's part of this massive Chinese cyber espionage and data collection efforts. It's been underway for probably as long as a decade now. And, a lot of people are saying, hey, when are we going to get smart and try to protect our networks, especially sensitive military databases like this?
I mean, obviously we've been warned about this in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people have been talking about our infrastructure being vulnerable. And by this, I mean things like our dams, like the financial infrastructure, like the telecommunications infrastructure, all of those networks, most significantly the electrical power grids, are highly vulnerable, and they've been vulnerable for a long time. And efforts are being made to try and protect those networks through redundancy and through computer switches and things, but it's still very vulnerable.
Hmm. How much of our electricity is produced by these hydroelectric dams, do you know?
Not that much right now, but like I said, the Obama administration, I think, has a target of like 15% of our energy use in the next couple of decades. So it's, like I say, it's an emerging technology in the sense that they want to focus on using hydroelectric power generation as a future renewable energy source.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a result of your story, have you gotten any comments from any officials?
Just the on-the-record statement from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is in charge of this database, and they claim that they've taken steps to try and bolster security of the database.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how much we've lost. I guess there's no idea. We don't know, do we?
Yeah, you don't know what they just assumed that everything that was in the database was compromised.
Mm, scary stuff. Folks, if you haven't read the story, check it out. It's at WashingtonTimes.com right now. It's called Dam, Sensitive Army Database of U.S. Dams Compromised, Chinese Hackers Suspected. It's by Bill Gertz. Bill, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
5:44, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.